6:15. This is 1320 WILS. Well, there was an ongoing effort with thousands of supporters and signatures trying to license marijuana establishments in Lansing, trying to get that on the ballot. Well, today, Lansing City Clerk Chris Wope decided on the issue, and he said, no, it's not getting on the ballot. He's here to tell us why. Chris, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, and this has gotten so much attention, right? I mean, the city council's been all over this. What have you been thinking as it's been ongoing over the weeks and months?
Well, this petition initiative failed in a couple of areas, and you know, our charter says that we follow the election laws and procedures of the state. Where the charter isn't specific. So what we got was petitions that was a multi-page ordinance, and it was stapled together. And clearly state law and procedures require that it to be on a single page, and if it does not fit on an 8.5 by 14 page, then it's got to be folded over. And the reasoning that's for that is, you have to be able to prove that the full text of the ordinance that they were initiating would have to be included in what is signed by every voter. And with the staple, while I believe, most or all of the circulators probably had it stapled beforehand. Mm-hmm. There's no way of proving that if it's not on the single sheet of paper. So,
okay. So you're saying the staple essentially is what kept this thing from being on the ballot?
That was one of the issues. There's also state law and a Supreme Court ruling to back it up that zoning ordinances, which is what this is, cannot be done by initiative, and that's partly because of the planning board process, there was a specific Supreme Court decision that has not been overturned that prohibits zoning ordinances to be initiated.
And I'm curious, if they had sat down with you beforehand, is that something they can do? Can they sit down and kind of give you a general idea of what they're going to do?
Our charter specifically says that if you want to do an initiative, you can have the city attorney review it for approval as to form before circulating it. So that is, definitely a good move for a group that wants to initiate an ordinance.
Did that happen?
That did not happen in this case. So that's why after they submitted it, I submitted it to the attorney for that review that had not occurred prior to circulation.
Okay, so could it have been adjusted in your view without the staple, without including zoning, and could it have been effectively put on the ballot, or was it an issue where it just was not going to be there?
I think if they had addressed those things, over the time I've been clerk, there's been a couple of groups that have gone to the city attorney, worked back and forth, got their language, their format, their and everything approved as the form, and have been able to move forward. Okay. This one, though, the timing, actually, the way it worked out, they were destined to not make the November ballot this year anyway. They turned it in 15 days ago. The charter gives me 15 days to review it, and, just being in the crunch of election time, it took the full 15 days for us to both look at the signatures and the legal issues. But then the charter also gives the city council 30 days to either adopt it or put it to the voters.
Okay.
And the state law deadline to hit the ballot is August 15th. So working backwards from there, if you wanted to be sure and be on the November ballot this year, your turn-in date was somewhere around July 1st.
Okay, wow.
To guarantee that.
Interesting that so many of these issues were missed. What, in terms of what the city council can do, can they still proceed with some kind of an ordinance themselves?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And in fact, they can take things out of this ordinance and put them in what they're working on. There may be things in this ordinance that are a little bit clearer and make more sense. Maybe they can combine it with what they're working on.
Yeah. And it was a group called Lansing Loves Safe Jobs. What kind of a reaction have you gotten since you've made the announcement today?
I talked to a couple of their supporters, and they're obviously not happy. They would have preferred it to go the other way, and I wish it could have ended up with an ordinance that did meet muster and could move forward. I believe in the right of citizens to initiate legislation. And, I've over the years signed a number of petitions to put things on the ballot. So it's certainly an area that I support.
Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope right here on WILS. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Michael. Yep.